Marcellus Wiley joins us now, our NFL analyst, longtime NFLer, defensive player in the NFL. As a defensive guy, Marcellus, how did you react to that game last night?
I've learned to accept the new NFL for what it is. I don't fight the moment where you're sitting there, your skin's crawling because the points just keep piling up. They just keep adding up. It's a new day, man. And I was sitting there watching the game with my family, which consisted of my wife, my daughter, my mother-in-law, and they're casual fans at best. And they were tuned in, all in, captivated by what they were seeing. So by the business model of the NFL, I think they're getting exactly what they want. From the former player perspective, you would like to see a little more contention from the defense, but there still were some great defensive plays made, even in the effort that resulted in 54-51 being the score.
I said that at the top of the show. It was like so exciting, Marcellus. It was almost like too exciting where I don't know. That even sounds weird, but it was almost like too much, which is bizarre.
It was an action movie with too many great fight scenes.
Yeah, too many blowing up scenes and whatever. It was just, I don't know. It was weird to describe.
Yeah, that's funny you say that, man. As a DJ, they always, you know, the hit songs, the songs with all the energy, the Pitbull songs, whatever it may be, they tell you not to play those back-to-back for too long because you got to go through ebbs and flows. You got to synthesize the night. You got to go through the highs and the lows so people can feel all the drastic responses. When you just stay consistently high, it almost becomes drowning. It becomes white noise at a time. And it was so much energy coming from the screen and so many points scored. And I was just sitting there like a little desensitized, like, all right, another touchdown. Oh, that was a great touchdown, but still another touchdown. And when you see 14 touchdowns scored within 3 hours, I can understand that feeling, but you know what? Bring it on, brother, because I love me some points. I love salt, and I love sugar. More sugar, please.
That's what we got last night with Marcellus Wiley. Do you think that performance last night helped or hurt Patrick Mahomes' MVP case?
Oh, it certainly hurts. The 6 touchdowns, amazing, but people will focus in on the interceptions and the turnovers, that whole 5 turnovers, and you say 3 interceptions. When you're talking about who is he really in the race with, Drew Brees. And Drew Brees is sitting there saying, I don't have more yards than you. I don't have more touchdowns than you. But I have fewer interceptions, and I protect the football. So you just added to the argument of why Drew Brees should be the MVP. If there's a tie, if they're anywhere close to each other, Drew Brees is going to win the MVP because of the story. Because of the narrative, because he hasn't won it before, despite being one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen. So Patrick Mahomes must distance himself from Drew Brees, not make this close and comparable in terms of numbers. So when you go out there on primetime and you give us 5 turnovers, a Drew Brees chorus is sitting there smiling right now because they know that's the one thing that Drew Brees has over Patrick Mahomes. And he gave them all of that last night.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially as a rookie. I mean, they're graded on a different curve. And you have to be so spectacular. You almost have to be borderline perfect. And the fact that he lost the game, you know, 2 primetime games, big games, at New England, lost, at L.A., lost. I mean, it's a team game, but Mahomes factors into all that. So I do think it hurt him last night. But where does Jared Goff come into play in all this, man? I mean, he was great last night as well, and the Rams, they're probably going to win 14 games.
Yeah, it's interesting. He's not in the conversation, at least tier one. I think in part because him and Todd Gurley, and Todd Gurley's been having a spectacular season, despite not playing great last night, not getting enough touches and impact. But still, they're sharing that experience, so maybe that's taking a little off of the Goff conversation. But Jared Goff has been playing amazing ball. But Patrick Mahomes jumped so far out in front, which is a gift and a curse. The gift is we're starting to talk about you. The curse is we're starting to attack your game earlier than we do the other people who are going to enter that conversation, whether it's Drew Brees, whether it's Jared Goff. There's something in human nature where they build you up and then they want to bring you down. And Patrick Mahomes is in that stage right now where we're being hypercritical of his game as a second-year player just because he already had the lead in this race. So he has to be very careful because I think his crimes will be judged double compared to other people in this conversation. But Jared Goff, amazing performance. I still don't think he's going to surpass Patrick Mahomes, even though he beat him last night. And he certainly won't pass Drew Brees, who I think right now has the narrow lead on all of them.
Who cares about that? Is he making a play for Halle Berry? You're out there. What's going on with that?
Oh, man. I mean, respect to Jared Goff and everybody who's in that line, and I'm sure that line is around the corner in terms of people raising their hands. Hey, I'm next. I would love to date Halle Berry. But, look, that age gap right there, let's just have fun with the story, because hopefully that's all they're going to have fun with is just the story, because that is a big gap right there that I just don't see wedding bells at the end of that. So let them have fun and move on.
Yeah, I don't think wedding is necessarily in his sights, but
dude, I don't care how old Halle Berry. She looks better now than she ever did.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. Believe me, he's you said it, man. The lineup would be around the Hollywood sign trying to get at Halle Berry. So I mean, shooters got to shoot. You know, and Jared
got to shoot, man. Hey, you got the gun for a reason. Got to shoot, man. We all grew up and saw that. We don't need knowing who she was.
Right, exactly. With Marcellus Wiley. What do you make of the scheduling where the Bears got flexed to primetime on Sunday night, and now they're playing the early game in Detroit on Thanksgiving, and Trubisky's got a shoulder injury. They think he's going to play, but that's a quick turnaround. What do you expect out of the Bears on Thursday?
Tough one, man. You know, when you talk about weeks like this, there's once again a gift and a curse. The gift is you won't practice this week physically. It's all mental reps. It's all film study. It's all walkthrough. We're just trying to get everything between the ears locked in. Physically, it's all about the healing process. And normally through a regular work week, Thursday is the day you feel normal. Wednesday is tough. We're out there hitting, we're out there practicing, but we don't feel normal. Thursday is the first day when you feel normal and you have a normal workload. That workload is not going to be a practice session. It's going to be a real game experience. So your body can recuperate, but mentally, look, let's talk about the mental fatigue. Let's talk about the exhaustion and the lack of preparation because of the urgency created by playing in such a short span. It does take its toll. It's an effect on players, certainly. But the beauty is, once again, here's the gift. After Thursday, you have nearly a week and a half to kind of get back into a norm and get back and reset yourself. So you got to find the positives in it because it is what it is. No need to fight that fact, that reality. Find the positives, which is you're going to have 5 days of no hitting in practice and then a week and a half to recover from that. They'll make it through.
Yeah, I think they probably will. And they're at the Lions, so they can figure that out, I would think. But
right.
We'll see. It'll be fun. Have a great Thanksgiving, man. We always appreciate you doing this. We'll do it again on Monday.
All right. Talk to you guys. You probably sound 5 pounds fatter next week. Let's look forward to it.
We do look forward to hearing that. Thanks, Marcellus. There's Marcellus Wiley, our TSN NFL analyst from FS1, longtime NFLer.